is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely. We spell it C-H-R-C-H, online.com, because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I'd like to talk about holy interruptions. Now, that sounds like a strange way to say it, but what is a holy interruption? I don't know if you've ever noticed, but when you read the Gospels, you see that Jesus was interrupted all the time. I mean, think about it. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, he's walking along a crowd of people, and then he's interrupted by this woman that touches the hem of his garment and is healed. Or the centurion whose servant is sick and interrupts Jesus in the middle of his day. And the interesting thing is this never seemed to bother Jesus. In fact, it's almost as if Jesus knew that this was all part of God's agenda, like the interruptions were just what God wanted him to do. I want to take you to one of those interruption places, one of my favorites, actually, and this is in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 13. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 13. And this is one of the ones that we find in Matthew and in Mark and in Luke, not in John, but we find it in three out of the four Gospels. So it seemed like this was an important story that we needed to understand. Let me read this to you. My Bible calls this one, Jesus Blesses the Little Children. And again, one of my favorite stories. I love this. Mark chapter 10, verse 13. Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." Then he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Okay, this is the scene that we have, Jesus going about his day, and all of a sudden, people start coming up to Jesus to bless their children. It says people brought little children to him that they may touch them. This was not that uncommon in the day for there to be a rabbi, especially a well-known rabbi like Jesus, and you bring the children to him and you say, can you please bless my child? And not an uncommon thing at all to do, but you can imagine that the scene suddenly becomes chaotic. Because the disciples were rebuking those. No, no, no. You can imagine, again, the disciples. Oh, you know, Rabbi doesn't have time for this right now. Come back later. You know, you can imagine. And I also visualize in my mind, when you have a group of parents and a group of children together, there's probably a lot of noise. I can imagine children. Because, you know, I'm sure the children have heard about Jesus, too, by now. They're really interested. They're very excited to see him, too. Now, it says they're bringing little children. In Matthew's gospel, it says infants. But I also imagine that they weren't alone. It wasn't just a group of, you know, mothers of little children. I'm imagining lots of children were coming, some in the arms of their parents, but some of them toddlers, some of them walking. And obviously, when you get a group like that, there's going to be some chaos. So we can understand this holy interruption from the point of the disciples is that this is a moment that is chaotic and Jesus doesn't have time for all this. And when I hear that and I think about that, I think about my own holy interruptions. When are the times in our lives when we seem like we're interrupted by something, maybe even something like this, chaotic? Oh, how about something that involves children? We can imagine that the scene, but it's interesting. Verse 14 says, when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased. That's an interesting point. The disciples saw this as an interruption. Jesus saw this as a shift in the holy agenda for today. Maybe we had in mind we were going to a certain place or teach or heal or whatever he was going to do, and suddenly we're surrounded by moms and kids and whoever else might be there with them. And Jesus did not look at things as if it was an interruption, as an annoyance. Jesus saw this in a whole different way. Oh, and he also used the example to make an object lesson for his disciples. Jesus saw it, greatly displeased, then said to them, meaning the disciples, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God," he said to them. Don't stop them. Bring the little kids to me. It's great. I love it. Don't stop them, because this is what the kingdom of God is about. "Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." When I hear those words, that gives me a couple of thoughts. One of them is we need to come to Jesus just like those little children. You can imagine them coming, some of them curious. Like I said, I'm sure they've heard their parents talk. I'm sure they know what's going on. They've heard about Jesus. They know what this might be, or maybe they don't know. And they're just wondering, who is this strange man that mom and dad are taking me to? But you can imagine just the buzz and the talk and the questions, because, you know, children have questions, maybe asking him things, and I don't know, so many things that they could ask. You know, can you heal my dog? I don't know. I don't know what little kids would ask Jesus, but if they knew him or if they didn't. But you can imagine that Jesus is saying, look at them. Remember, when we're talking about this as being a holy interruption, think about children in that same way. Children don't seem to mind if their day is interrupted by something. Children don't seem to mind if we suddenly have a new agenda. In fact, as near as I could tell, most children don't think in terms of an agenda. Oh, maybe they have a TV program that they want to see, or maybe they've got to go to school or classes. But for the most part, they just take life as it comes to them. That's part of the lesson. Also, it says that we receive the kingdom as a little child, and that's one of the greatest points of this lesson. The greatest points of what Jesus is trying to say, we need to come to Jesus with that innocence, with that childlike wonder. When they come to Jesus, they don't see him as this man who's trying to change the laws of Israel, upset things that are happening in their synagogues. They look at this as just an incredible moment. We're going to meet this man. And even if they don't know anything about him, they know that he's important at some level. So they come to him in that way. And that's, again, a great lesson for us. We as adults have a tendency to think of Jesus in our lives, maybe at times, as that holy interruption. He comes to do things in our lives that we didn't expect. Or when we have the unexpected, we turn to him. But the truth is, we need to think in terms of being like a little child. We come to Jesus in all of our innocence. We come to Jesus with questions, but not things that are going to hold us back. We don't analyze. We don't overanalyze. We don't question and overquestion. But we do come to Jesus in that way, just accepting that he is exactly who he said he is. He is exactly who the people have told us, our parents in that case with these little children, or somebody else. We just accept that that is who he is. And that is what Jesus is trying to emphasize in this moment of holy interruption. So today, I want you to think about it. If your agenda gets flipped upside down, if something starts today that maybe you didn't see coming in your life, maybe let's not think of it as being an annoyance, but maybe we could think of it as a shift onto God's agenda.